like a...
Hasta la vista, baby.
are now tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Get a bit of a special episode, a little less pop and a bit more drone on this particular episode. That last track there we heard was from a bonus disc taken from the reissue of a Harold Grosskopf record. He was the original drummer of Ashra Temple, Krautrock Legends, as well as the Cosmic Jokers before going solo, releasing a record sometime in the very early 80s. Anyways, RVNG, Canadian-based label, has reissued it and comes with this extra CD of remixes, including some stuff by CFCF, JD Twitch, Stellar Ohm Source, a few things we've played here before. And that last one we heard there was One of Tricks Point Never. And that was Trauma 2010. We have a spotlight on Barn Owl, San Francisco duo, due to play here tomorrow night at the Anza Club. I think you can get tickets probably at the door for that one there, if not record shops. I'll get some information on that in a bit. But anyways, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to that. And we have a whole bunch of Barn Owl stuff to play for you as well. Sneak peek from their forthcoming record on Thrill Jockey. A piece from their newest 12-inch on that same label. And the duo have released a lot of solo material. And a flood of it has come out in the last month or so. I've been saving it up for this particular episode. So we've got probably about half the show will be dedicated to Barn Owl. We'll start playing that in about a half an hour here or so. Right now, we're going to get into the newest one from Pulse Emitter. I believe a Portland-based musician who mostly known for his noise projects from many years back. Anyways, he has resurfaced with a new synth-based record on Cylindrical Habitat Modules. And yeah, this is it right here.
Thank you. Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
Saturday, July 9th, check out Kentucky Hard Rockers Coliseum with opening acts Spirals and Scarebrow. This is an early show with doors at 7 p.m. $10 advance tickets are available at Biltmore, Zulu, Scrape, and Scratch Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca.
July 12th, it's a finger-licking good Toony Tuesday with local favorites, the Shilohs. Capital Six and Time Cops will warm up the stage. Doors are at 9 p.m. and admission is $2.
Friday, July 29th, don't miss the CD release party of Vancouver's Garage Soul Phenom's Chains of Love. It's going to be like you tried to revisit the heyday of 60s girl groups, but then your time machine broke and you ended up somewhere better.
July 30th, San Francisco's Ty Seagull will bring the psychedelic party along with fellow Californians, Audacity. This is an early show with doors at 8 p.m. $10 advance tickets are available at Zulu, Scratch, and Red Cat Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca.
To learn more, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com.
Back with the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there was from The Amazing Births with a new LP called Younger Moon on Cylindrical Habitat Modules. That song there was called PK Ripper. Amazing Births is Mark McGuire, of course, of Emeralds, with a longtime friend, Julian Goulias. Together they are called Amazing Births. I believe that is their very first release, new LP on the Cylindrical Habitat Modules label. Also from that label, just recently released was Pulse Emitter with his new record, Spiritual Vistas, and Moonlit Valley was the song that we heard there. Again, playing some lengthier tracks, a lot of it drone or synthesizer based, mostly for this episode here. Got a spotlight on a barn owl coming up very quickly here. But first, I'm going to play something from the newest Imaginary Softwoods record here. This song here is called Eye Color, The Forest of Light, taken from his new LP, The Path of Spectral Light. So this is Imaginary Softwoods on Pop Drones.
Thank you.
Thursday, July 28th at the Electric Owl Social Club, it's Eastside Brood, a kickstart to your weekend with a solid 3 hours of live music in Vancouver's best new venue. Milwaukee synth sorceress Station will use her one-woman prog rock storm to convert the dance floor into a bunch of writhing weirdos. Sharing the stage will be Vancouver party starters Coben and MT40. DJ Tyler Fedchuk will keep the groove moving when bands aren't playing. Doors are at 9 p.m. That's Eastside Brood with Station, Coben, and MT40. Thursday, July 28th at the Electric Owl Social Club, 926 Main Street. Proudly presented by Beatroot Magazine and CITR 101.9 FM.
Back with the Pop Drone Show here. Last piece we heard there was taken from a new cassette called Squid and the Whale. It's a cassette by Black Unicorn, one half of the duo known as Cane Swords. This is, I believe, his second release. You can grab this one at experimedia.net. Before that, we heard Imaginary Softwoods with Eye Color, The Forest of Light, taken from his newest LP on Amethyst Sunset called The Path of Spectral Light. About to get into the Barn Owl set here. We're going to give away a pair of tickets. We're going to start giving those away right now. So basically, the first person to call in, 604-822-CITR, you get a pair. You'll be on the guest list for the show at the Anza Club on this Thursday night. That's tomorrow. So 604-822-2487. Yeah, pretty easy. Just got to call in and don't even have to come all the way to UBC to grab those tickets. Anyways, I'm going to get into the Barn Owl here. This is a song called Shadowland, taken from a 12-inch EP of the same name, produced by Phil Manley, who also produced their newest or their forthcoming LP, which will be due, I believe, sometime in mid-September. In between this 12-inch and the CD we're going to play a little later, we're going to play some stuff from their various solo projects under their own name and other aliases. So probably got about 45 minutes worth of Barn Owl here. I'll jump in the middle and let everyone know what's been playing. Anyways, a pair of tickets to Barn Owl for Thursday night, that's tomorrow at the Anza Club, 604-822-CITR. In the meantime, here is Barn Owl with Shadowland.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs? Compact discs, I mean. DVDs, even. Whatever. Anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials? I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
Mark.
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to. You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Would you listen to this? How about this one? If you like what you hear, then check out The Rib with your host, Robin Jacob, Mondays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Back with the Pop Drone Show, a little Barn Owl batch there for you. The last piece we heard was from Evan Caminiti, one half of Barn Owl, brand new LP on Handmade Birds. It's taken from a record. The record's called When California Falls Into the Sea. The Obsidian Curtain was the name of that track there. We're still giving away tickets here, 604-822-CITR. Before that, also from the Barn Owl family was Elm. This is actually an LP reissue of a CD that was released about 2 years ago on Digitalis, and Sweat Lodge Guru has reissued it. Sweat Lodge Guru is the vinyl label of the about four or five guys, I guess, that run a pretty popular blog called OMG Vinyl, where it's daily updates on all new vinyl releases, a lot of experimental and a lot of metal. That's their label. Before that, we heard from John Porras, also one half of Barn Owl, and he is also known as Elm. We heard Seascape from his newest record called Undercurrent, and Barn Owl with Shadowland, taken from the 12-inch EP on Thrill Jockey of the same name. Right now we're going to play something from the forthcoming Barn Owl record, not due for, I think, until September here, but to manage to get a copy in the meantime. So we've got the track here called Turiya. And we're going to follow that up with a piece from a new cassette by a local drone artist, Secret Pyramid, who will be opening that show up. So that's Barn Owl playing at the Anza Club on Thursday night. That's tomorrow. So if you like what you've been hearing or you're a fan of the band, give me a call right now, 604-822-CITR or 2487. And you'll get yourself a pair of tickets here. This is Barn Owl with Turiya. still tuned in to the Pop Drones show, congratulations to Andrew. You'll be going to Barn Owl tomorrow night. And that piece there from Secret Pyramid called Her Spirits, taken from the Silent March cassette, just released on Nice Up International, local cassette label run by the man behind No UFOs. Secret Pyramid will be opening up for the Barn Owl show tomorrow night at the Anza Club. Barn Owl have been here once. It was about 2 years ago now at Little Mountain Studios. Fantastic show, and should sound and be even better at the Anza. The band have come a long way since their beginnings about 3 or 4 years ago. So not a show to miss. Before that Secret Pyramid track, we heard Barn Owl themselves from their forthcoming LP due on Thrill Jockey called Lost in the Glare, and that song there was called Turiya. So I'm going to end things off here with a collaborative piece between Son of Ra and Eternal Tapestry, some the West Coast California psychsters getting together for, I believe this is mostly improvisational. This too was released on the Thrill Jockey label. The record's called Night Gallery, and the song we're about to hear is called Night Gallery 2. You've been listening to Pop Drones. Tune in next Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. This is Son of Ra and Eternal Tapestry with Night Gallery 2.